You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Here's your look at the men's matchup today. The defenders taking on a Doan University team that, they had a three-week hiatus as they dealt with some COVID issues. Had to shut things down for 3 weeks, and they have been running the gauntlet as of late. Tigers are 4-5 overall, 1-3 in the league. Stopped a three-game losing skid with a 68-65 win at home against Midland. Jamestown, Bombardi, and Concordia all beat Doan from November 25th through the 30th after the Tigers took a three-week break. Anthony Larrabee leads the team with a 14.2 points per game average. Carson Bush scores 10.5 points per game. Ben Moxness adds 9.6 points per game with 5 rebounds. And Jackson Hari and Trey Winkler each have an 8.4 points per game average. Doan scores 67 points per game on 40.5% field goal shooting. And the Tigers have committed 53 fewer turnovers than opponents through 9 games. Doan scores 67 points per game on 40.5% field goal shooting. And the Tigers have committed 53 fewer turnovers than opponents through 9 games. Teams are averaging 72.8 points per game on 47.2% field goal shooting. And the Tigers are rebounded 39.8 to 29.6. The defender men are 6-3 overall, 2-3 in the GPAC. Dortz wins in league play are over Briarcliff and Midland, and the losses are to Dakota Wesley and Concordia and Morningside. If you're watching online, you are seeing Garrett Franken and Jesse Jansma at midcourt, the most recent members of the 1,000-point club here at Dort. Franken scores 15.9 points per game with 7.6 rebounds, and he hands out just over 2 assists per game. Jansman scores 14.1 points per game with a team-high 4 assists per contest. He is making 45.8% of the field goals he attempts. Jacob Viss is scoring 12.9 points per game with 7.2 rebounds, and he is making nearly 65% of his field goal tries. He has a team-high 13 block shots. Kate Bleeker adds 10.6 points per game, and Bryce Kopic is averaging 8.4. Camden Bielis and Ben Gaysinker have 4.9 points per game each. DJ Feikster is averaging 4.7. Dort battled back from a first half 13-point deficit but couldn't get over the hump. Lose to Morningside on Wednesday. Garrett Franken scored 19 and had 14 rebounds. Doan scored the final 6 points over the final 3:26 and beat Midland on Wednesday night 68-64. Larrabee had free throws in the final second to seal the win and cap the comeback. Here's your starting lineup. First of all, for the Doan Tigers, they will start number 2, Carson Bush, a 5'10 freshman from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 10.1 points per game. Anthony Larrabee is a 6'1 senior from Omaha, averaging 14.2 points per outing. Number 21 is Joe Bird, a 6'3 junior from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 8 points per game. Number 22 is Jackson Hari, a 6'4 senior from Omaha, averaging 8.4 points per contest. And Nick Size is a 6'1 freshman from Lexington, Nebraska, averaging 5.1 points per game. Not a ton of size on the floor for the Doan Tigers, averaging 67 points per game. For the Dort defenders, they will start number 2, Jesse Jansma, a 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, 14.1 points per game, 1,073 career points. Cade Bleeker wears number 3. He's a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, 10.6 points per game. Ben Gaysink is a 6'3 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 4.9 points per game. Number 22 is Garrett Frank, and a 6'7 senior from Atlantic, averaging 15.9 points per outing. And Jacob Viss is a 6'7 freshman from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 12.9 points per game. Let's take a quick break and be back with the opening tip right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Opening tap is up, and the defenders control it. Jacob Viss taps it over to Ben Gaysink, and we are underway. They get it over to Cade Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball on the left side on the wing. Frank and high-low pass. It goes to Viss. Viss spins on the block. His shot no good with the right hand. And the rebound is taken away by the Tigers. Tiger basketball. They go left side to Bush. Bush to Larrabee. Larrabee out front to Burt. Burt. Back to Larrabee. Larrabee, 3, missed it, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Viss. Vists over to Gasing. Gasing gives it up Franken. Franken back to Gasing. Gasing used up his dribble. He passes left-hand side over to Jansma. Jansma with it on the wing. Jansma goes back to Franken. Franken with the ball. Franken gives it up over to Jansma. Jansma to Viss. Comes back to Jansma. Jansma, high post, Franken. Franken, five on the shot clock. Turnaround, left elbow jumper is good for Garrett Franken. Franken with a two-point basket, and the defenders lead it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Right side pass. Doan has it. Tigers working around. This is Burt. Burt on the right side back to Larrivee. Larrivee on the wing. Comes back over to Hari. And what do we have? We've got a foul called on the play against the defenders. That's going to go on Jake Viss. So Jacob whistled for his first personal foul. Another free, and inbounding will be Doan's Joe Burt. Burt goes back over to Larrivee. Larrivee on the left side to Hari. Hari gives it up Bush. Bush, spin move in the lane. His right-handed layup is good. Carson Bush with a two-point basket off the spin move, and the Dort defenders have the basketball. They give it up to Bleeker. Bleeker at the top of the key. Cade picks up his dribble, goes right side back over to Gasing. Gasing to Franken. Franken working against Larrivee. Franken, short jumper in the lane, rims out, no good, and the rebound is cleared by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Doan, spin move, shot in the lane, hangs on the rim and falls through for Hari. Hari makes it 4-2, Doan. Doan in front by a couple. Gasing hands it back over to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Cade tries to cross over, now drives in over the right hand, finishes at the rim. And Cade Bleeker with the bank shot with the right hand. Ties it up at 4-4. 4-4, left side pass, Burt. Burt on the wing. Burt out front, Hari. Hari puts it on the deck. Gives it back to Larrivee. Larrivee out front. Larrivee comes in, leading score for the Tigers at 14 points per game. Shot on the way, three, no good. Rebound snatched out of the air by Franken. Franken with the basketball, splits the defense, and he is fouled on the play. Foul on the play called on Doan's Nick Size. Size whistled for the personal foul. That's his first. Free throws on the way for Franken. So Garrett will shoot two free throws. First one rolls in. Franken, a 50% free throw shooter. In terms of number of free throws shot, he's third on the team with 32. Jake Viss is 35. Jansma has 36 entering play today. Second free throw, no good. Franken leaves it short, and the defenders lead it 5-4. 3 minutes gone in this contest. Doan with the basketball. Out front is Bush. Bush driving in, pulls up. Left side baseline jumper, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Hassled on the way up the floor. Picks up his dribble. Passes the left side over to Jansma. Jansma with it in between the circles. Gives it up underneath to Viss. Viss, easy bucket. Let's see if Jake, we can get Jake going today. 7-4 our score. Dort down up three. Doan basketball, right side Larrivee. Larrivee out front, Size. Size puts it on the deck. Over the top of Franken. His layup is good. Size with a two-point bucket at 7-6. Franken back to Jansma. Jansma drives in with the left hand. Can't get it to go. Spins off. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Bleeker. Gasing feeds it down low. Viss. Viss working against Hari. Viss puts it up. Shot no good. Chases down his own missed shot. Viss. Kick out pass. Franken. Franken to Viss. Viss puts it up. Shot no good, but he is fouled on the play, and Jacob will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. So Viss will shoot two free throws. So Jacob Viss will go to the free throw line. 80% free throw shooter. First one is off the heel, too strong, no good. Another one on the way. Jansma will check out of the ball game. Doan countering with Trey Winkler checking into the game. The defenders send Bryce Kopic onto the floor. Viss makes one of two. He's got 3 points. And the defenders lead at 8-6. Our score. Doan with the basketball. Winkler has it on the left side. Winkler passes it back out front to Size. Size to Larrivee. Larrivee against Kopic. Three-pointer is up and good on the step back. Anthony Larrivee with the three-point basket. Dort trails 9-8. Gasing feeds it over to Kopic. Kopic bounce pass down low to Bielas. Bielas double team. Fires it out. Bleeker. Bleeker over to Franken. Reversal. Gasing. Gasing. Kopic. Kopic's going to be called for steps. Bryce Kopic called for the travel violation. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Doan Tigers. Tigers lead it 9-8. Kopic will pick up Winkler. Over to Larrivee now. Larrivee, they force it out of his hands. They give it up. Larrivee again looking. This time goes over to Winkler. Winkler three, and he banks it in from the tough angle. So Winkler with the three-point basket. Defenders trail 12-8. Gasing puts it up, partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with a four-point lead and the basketball. Larrivee. And we've got travel. Joe Burt unable to put the ball on the deck in time. Turnover back to Dort. Gasing will throw it in. DJ Fikstra, Camden Bielas, Caleb Harmson, Bryce Kopic, and Ben Gasink on the floor for the defenders right now. Harmson gets a ball screen out front, goes right side over to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball, Fikstra. Fikstra, Gasink, Gasink right wing, back over to Kopic. Looking down low for Bielas, entry pass to Bielas. Bielas muscles it up with the left hand, off of the rim, no good. And the rebound is cleared by the Doan Tigers. Larrivee with it in between the circles. Larrivee goes right side to Winkler. Winkler, Larrivee, Larrivee. Picks up his dribble, passes left side over to Size. Size puts up the three, in and out, no good. Larrivee, though, for the offensive rebound. His shot, no good. Rebound, Bielas. Bielas to Gasing. Gasing up the floor, right side, Harmson. Caleb, three, missed it, no good, but there for the putback is DJ Fikstra. Fikstra with the offensive rebound and the putback, making the shot from the weak side. Doan of the basketball, Larrivee. Larrivee gives it up to Burt. Burt in the lane, looking for the kickout pass, gives it to Larrivee now, 15 to shoot. Larrivee will let fly with a three, too strong, no good. Rebound cleared by Kopic, and Kopic is held on the play. Foul called against the Doan Tigers, and they're going to call that on number 24, Trey Winkler. Winkler whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on him. Dort trails 12-10. Doan basketball. Pardon me, Dort basketball. Checking into the game will be Tyler Sullivan. Checking out of the contest is Joe Burt. Kopic has it at midcourt. He passes right side, elbow to Bielas. Bielas, Jansma. Jansma steps back beyond the three-point line, gives it inside to Bielas. Bielas, left-handed hook in the lane is good. Camden Bielas with a two-point bucket. We're tied 12-12, 12:47 remaining here in the first half. Fast-moving first half of basketball so far. Gives it to Larrivee. Larrivee reverses it outside. Post player three. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is controlled by the defenders. Oberhauser missed that three. Oberhauser unable to knock it down. Dort on offense now. Bielas double team. In traffic. Puts it up off of the glass. Missed it. Put back. No good. But he's fouled. And Camden will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Max Mason whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Free throw on the way for Camden. First one up and good for Bielus. Bielus with 3 points. Another free throw on the way for Bielus. Trying to make it six unanswered by the defenders. This one's up and off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped out, though, by Feikstra, but it's tapped into the front row of bleachers. Out of bounds, last touch by Doan. By Dort, it'll be Doan basketball, beg your pardon. Bielus checks out, trying to catch the conversation between he and Coach Van Haften as he checks out of the ballgame. Jacob Biss back in. I think it was something to the effect of good minutes. Comes back out front. Oberhauser. They give it on the right wing. Driving in is Bush. Bush cut off, and DJ Feikstra comes up with it. He does not have the numbers. He'll angle it off. Harmson over to Kopic. Kopic three, off the mark, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Sullivan. Sullivan on the right-hand side. Two Witters. Witters, Sullivan. Sullivan, Oberhauser. Trying to jump the route was Kopic. Instead, Doan maintains possession. Right side, Oberhauser. Oberhauser not afraid to pull the trigger. The defenders leading 13-12 with the basketball back after the rebound by Viss. Right side it goes to Jansman. Jansman on the right elbow. Jesse looking. Kicks it out front to Kopic. Kopic, three players around him. Into the corner, Jansma. Let's go. Three, good. Jesse Jansma with another three-pointer to add to his career total. The defenders lead 16-12. 16-12, our score. Out front with the basketball, Oberhauser. Oberhauser thought about another three. Instead, throws it to the wing. Missed three-pointer by the Tigers. Beg your pardon, that was Mason who threw it over to Oberhauser. Beg your pardon. Dort leading 16-12. For Jesse Jansma, that's his 177th career three-pointer. He's now one behind Logan Kingma with 178. Alex Terpstra's in fifth at 180. See if Jansma can catch those two today. Be good to see Jesse get going. Three-pointer by Kopic. Too strong, no good off the heel. And the rebound is cleared by Doan and Larrivee. Larrivee over the basketball. Larrivee passes it off to Witters. Witters, out front it comes to Hari. Hari hangs in the air. His shot, no good. But he's going to be called for an offensive foul. Jackson Hari whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number two on Hari. And that's foul number five on the Tigers. Hari checks out of the ballgame. And checking back in for the Tigers will be Mason, 6'6 junior from Ponca, Nebraska. Dort bringing the ball into the front court. Walking it across the timeline. They give it to Jansma. Jansma on the left wing. Jesse has it up front. Guarded by Sullivan. And the ball goes off of Jansma's leg and out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan with the basketball. Tigers have it. Mason. Mason throws it over to Larrivee. Around the horn they come. This is Witters. Witters three. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Garrett Franken. Franken with the basketball. We're past the midpoint of the first half, that is. Franken penetrates. Doan comes away with it. And the layup by Larrivee with a left hand cuts it down to a 16-14 ball game, and that stops the run for Dort at 8 straight. Left side goes into the corner to Harmson. Caleb Harmson gets a ball screen from Viss. Reverses it back over to Jansma. Jansma unable to knock down the right corner three. And the Tigers come away with it. Witters for the tie. No. Throws it into the corner. Three-pointer from the right wing. Missed it. No good. Doan comes away with a rebound. And Larrivee gives it back over to Sullivan. Sullivan. Right side. Witters. Witters back to Larrivee. Larrivee working against Jansma. Throws it left wing. Sullivan. to Witters. Witters, 17-footer. Too strong, no good. Rebound tapped by Frank, and he controls it. Gets it right side back over to Kopic. Kopic with it, and Kopic is held on the play. Bryce fouled as he took it into the lane. Foul's going to go against number one, Tyler Sullivan. That is team foul number six against the Doan Tigers. Dort will throw it in. Kendrick Van Kickerick's throwing it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. And Van Kickerick's is going to be called for 5 seconds. Seemed a little quick to me, but sometimes it does go a little faster than you think. Doan with the basketball. This is Bush. Bush across half court. Dort down to, or up to, size. Right side. Three. Good. Three-pointer for Joe Burt off the pass from size. And Doan, back-to-back field goals. They've regained the lead at 17-16. Ben Kickricks with it on the right wing, and a kick by Larrivee. 17-16. We've got a timeout on the floor, charged to Doan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Dort basketball throwing it in. They get it in from Bleeker to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball out front goes back over to Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix with the ball on the wing. Free throw line jumper is up and good. Two-point basket for Garrett Franken. Franken with five. Dort regains the lead at 18-17. 18-17 the score. On the left-hand side with it. Drive in by Burt. No good. Van Kickerick's holding his ground. Here comes Bleeker with it on the left-hand side. Bleeker uses his dribble. Passes to Van Kickerick. Van Kickerick dumps it down for Franken. Franken on the baseline. His shot, no good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort basketball. So the defenders throwing it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gasing gets it in to Franken. Franken, short shot, good. Garrett Franken with seven already. Dort leading 20-17. Defenders opening up a three-point advantage. On the left side with it, Doan. Kick out. Right wing three missed. No good by size. Rebound taken away by Bleeker. And Cade across the timeline saw what he saw. He thought he had initially a diagonal pass. Instead, that got cut off, and before he could adjust and make a pass elsewhere, he got called for a travel. Size with it up front. Goes right baseline. Comes back out front with the basketball is Mason. Mason to Larrivee. Larrivee gives it up. Bush. Bush drives into the lane, and he is cut off, but a foul on the play. Foul goes on Dort's Cade Bleeker. That's number one on him. Carson Bush to the free throw line to shoot two. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. He's got three. Second free throw is up and good as well. So Carson Bush now with 4 points. Defenders lead 20-19. Left side pass, it goes to Jacob Biss. Jacob Biss to Franken. Franken trying to give it back to Kate Bleeker, but Bleeker did not roll to the basket as Franken anticipated. And the ball goes out of bounds. Turnover against the defenders. Tigers have the basketball back. 20-19. 6.5 minutes left to go in the first half. Larrivee out front, guarded by Gasing. Pull up from 10. Short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Franken. Garrett with the basketball. Snaps it over to Ben Gasing. Gasing throws it down low for Bielas. They don't bring the double this time. Bielas trying to set his man up with a left-handed hook. It's good. Camden Bielas with 5 points. Dort back up 22-19. Defenders have led by as many as four. And a travel called against Carson Bush. Bush whistled for the travel violation. Dort gets it back. Larrivee will check out of the ballgame. Checking in for the Tigers is Trey Winkler. And bringing the ball up the floor will be Ben Gasing. Gasing takes it across half court. Goes high post. Popping out is Frank and beyond the three-point line to get the pass. And now a hold called on the play against the Tigers. And Mason. Mason whistled for the personal foul. That's two on him. Two free throws on one and one on the way for Camden Bielas. Bielas, one for two today. So two free throws on the way for Bielas. Free throw is up. In and out, no good. So Dort unable to convert on the one and one opportunity. Here come the Tigers. Right side pass. Winkler. Winkler. Driving in, shot is blocked by Bielas, simply kept his feet, and was able to knock the shot away. With the basketball is Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix with the ball, down low to Gasing. Gasing to Bielas. Bielas, Bleeker, Bleeker, three, short, no good. Well, the defenders have not gotten going on the three-point arc today. Doan, wild shot, no good by Bush. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Bleeker. Now Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix left corner. Van Kickerix floater in the lane from 10. Good. Kendrick Van Kickerix with the two-point bucket. Dort leads 24-19. Defenders trying to get a little distance between themselves and the Tigers here in the final 5 minutes of the first half. Pass out front to Sullivan. Sullivan goes back right side to Size. Size working against Franken. Comes back out front to Bush. Bush. They give it up Winkler. Winkler shot no good. Rebound Franken. Franken outlet over to Gasing. Gasing into the front court. Gasing tries to float it up for Bielas. Now the ball's on the floor, and we've got a foul called against Dort's Camden Bielas. And Camden whistled for the personal foul. Jansma will check into the game. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. This will be a full-length timeout charged to the Tigers. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr885.com. The defenders leading by five. Doan has the basketball with 4:24 and counting remaining in the first half. Dort's up 24-19. Witters. Kicks it left side. Three on the way for Joe Burt. And Burt with his second three. Cuts a five-point lead down to two. 24-22. Gasing with the basketball up across half court. Comes back over to Frank. And Frank into Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker goes left side over to Jansma. Jansma on the baseline. Working against Size. Lost the basketball. Picks it up. Passes back over to Bielas. Bielas shovels it outside. Jansma, Jansma, Franken, Franken, three, missed, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Doan. Tigers bringing the basketball back the other way. Tigers have it, Witters, Witters, Burt, Burt, shot, good, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Joe Burt averaging 8 points per game. An opportunity at a three-point play. Ties it up 24-24 with that made basket. And now we'll go to the free throw line where he's a 100% free throw shooter this season. Kopic, Harmson, Viss are in. Gasing, Bleeker, Bielas are out. Free throw on the way for Burt is off the mark, no good. We're tied 24-24, but a steal on the rebound. And a three-pointer from the corner is good for the Tigers. And Winkler And the Tigers have taken a three-point lead. Jansma with it into the lane. Splits the defense. Shot no good on the spin move, and the rebound is cleared by Doan. Doan on an 8-0 run right now, courtesy a couple of threes and a two-point basket. Burt with the basketball goes back right side over to Size. Size with it on the wing. Size throws it back to Witters. Witters, shot, jumper, good. Zach Witters with a two-point basket just like that. Doan has turned a 24-19 deficit into a 19-24 advantage, and they have converted on four straight possessions, and they lead it 29-24. Timeout, Dort. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. Dort basketball after the timeout. Franken takes it across the timeline. And Franken is fouled. Foul's going to go on number one, Tyler Sullivan. That's number two on Sullivan. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Garrett Franken. Franken is 1-for-2 today. Good time to knock one down here. Free throw is up and good. Another one on the way on the 1-1. 2:44 remaining in the half. Free throw on the way for Franken is up and good. So Franken now 3-for-4 today. Garrett with 9 first half points. Defenders trail 29-26. Doan basketball, Witters. Witters gives it up. Driving the lane. Winkler. Winkler with a right-handed layup. Trey Winkler with a 2-point basket. He's got 8 off of the bench. Dort trails 31-26. Bryce Kopic with the basketball across half court. Bryce Kopic into lane, and he is fouled on the play. Size is going to be whistled for the personal foul. Nick Size with his second personal. Bryce Kopic will go to the free throw line where he will shoot 2 free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Anthony Larrivee waiting at the scorer's table to check in. Free throw is up for Kopic and good. Bryce with another free throw on the way. Second free throw to try and make it a three-point ball game again. And this one's up and good as well. So Kopic makes them both. Came in averaging 8.4 points per game. The freshman from Haywarden gets his first 2 points of the game. Left hand with it is Doan. Doan has the basketball. Larrivee. Larrivee goes right side. Back to Winkler. Winkler gets the return pass, right corner, guarded there by Harmson. Reversal to Burt. Shot is blocked by Kopic. It'll be Doan basketball as he gets blocked out of bounds. So the block shot out of bounds. Go high post. Shot no good. Rebound Harmson. Caleb with the basketball. Outlets over to Franken. Franken back to Caleb. Caleb gives it off to Bryce Kopic, and Kopic will take it across the timeline. Kopic thought about the three. Instead, Jansma. Three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Franken. Franken put back good. Garrett Franken with a two-point basket. And the defenders forced Doan to use the timeout. Both teams willing to burn timeouts early in this one. Dort trailing 31-30 on the putback by Garrett Franken. Timeout, Doan. Back with more in a moment. Doan basketball across half court. They go to Larrivee. Larrivee with it in between the circles. Pass comes back out front. This is Witters. Witters in between the circles back to Larrivee. Larrivee at the free throw line, and we've got a moving screen. Moving screen that's going to go against Zach Witters. That's foul number one on him. Dort will throw the ball in the backcourt. Throwing it in will be Garrett Franken. 1:12 left to go in the half. Kopic across half court, has the dribble. They switch on the screen out front. He goes to Franken. Franken dumps it down low for Viss. And Viss is fouled immediately. Had a mismatch. And the foul called against Trey Winkler. That's number two on Winkler. Viss will go to the free throw line to shoot two as Doan is now over the 10-foul limit. 31-30, defenders down by one. Jake Bish shooting free throws. First one is short, no good. Bish is now 1-for-3 from the free throw line today. And another free throw on the way for Bish. 59.4 seconds remaining in the half, and Biss's second free throw is off the mark. Defenders have not helped themselves at the charity stripe today. 53 seconds and counting, first half. Doan basketball, Joe Burt. Burt passes, left side. Get the return pass, Hari. Hari, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Harmson. Harmson outlets to Bryce Kopic. Kopic with the basketball. Kopic, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound, Viss. Viss, layup, good. Jake Viss with a putback. He's got five. Defenders lead 32-31. 32-31. Doan will hold for the final shot. Larrabee gives it back to Witters. Witters to Larrabee. Larrabee on the wing. 9 seconds in the half. And what do we have? Got a hold called against the defenders. It's going to go on Caleb Harmson. Harmson whistled for the foul. That's team foul number 5 against the defenders. They had a couple to give here at the end of the half. 6.8 seconds remaining. Doan looking to inbound again. Larrabee throws it in over the top. It's taken away by Franken. 6 seconds. Franken driving in, trying to dunk it, and it spins in. He didn't get it to go down, but it spun in off the rim. And the defenders with a 34-31 lead at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with our Where Are They Now segment. Right after this, you're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR.
You know what that jingle means. I'm Christian Zylstra, and you're listening to Where Are They Now here on KDCR 88.5 FM. Where Are They Now is made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. Our guest today for this edition of Where Are They Now is a member of Dort's class of 2015, and he played wide receiver for the Dort football program. He's back out working on his family's dairy out in Idaho. Joining us as our featured guest for Where Are They Now today is Rocklin Mao. For people who don't know your background, where did you grow up and how were you first introduced to Dort?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's kind of funny. I grew up in Linden, Washington, and I started living there when I was 3. My family moved up there from California, and I heard about Dort when I was pretty young, and I didn't necessarily know much about it. I had no idea about college. I just remember in second grade, a teacher bringing it up, and I just remember thinking, weird name, I don't know what I think about college, really not thinking about that, you know? And when I was 16, my family moved from Washington to Idaho, and I had still heard about Dort a little bit off and on, but then when I was a senior and started to become interested in looking at going to college, I heard about Dort, but just always knew that was where all Dutch people I knew went to school, and it would just be like hitting the default button on my life. So I knew that I couldn't go there, and then came around to me actually looking to where I did want to go, and they had some things that I was interested in, agriculture and football, and because both of those were something I was interested in pursuing, I decided to go on a visit, and I ended up really liking it. And had a great campus recruiter that also got me interested before I came on campus.
So you came on campus, you decided to attend Dort. You mentioned interest in agriculture and business. What drew you or pulled you to that area of study?
Growing up, I lived on a dairy. My family has always owned and operated a dairy, and I really enjoyed that lifestyle. I had a couple of different ideas of what I might want to do when I was older. But I kept coming back to dairying and doing that for a living because I just appreciated how my dad and mom were both able to be around and be really involved in our lives as children, and decided going forward that I did want to pursue that because I was hoping to be able to provide that for my own family someday.
The other piece you mentioned, you know, when looking at schools was football. You played wide receiver with the Dort football program. Why did football become a passion of yours?
I grew up playing football, and I was that kid that wanted to play as possible, but my mom wouldn't let me because she was worried about me getting hurt. So then when my school offered it in seventh grade is when I could first play, and it was a lot. I remember playing other sports, but football was way different. But I still always loved it growing up. And as I continued to play, got into high school, and then realized, I think I want to keep doing this. And Dort had started a program, and I knew that my education was going to be what would take me further on in life beyond my athletic abilities, because they're okay, but not amazing. But it was still something I enjoyed doing, and I thought that I could get involved in that way.
Your class of 2015, right?
Correct. I graduated a semester early in 2014, but my class was 2015, and I came back and walked with everybody.
When you think back to those years, I know a lot of stuff probably pops into your head. What sticks out to you most when you think about your time at Dort?
Biggest thing that sticks out to me when I was at Dort is the fact that I was in a point in my walk with God that I thought that I didn't necessarily need to be in a Christian environment when I was pursuing college. I thought it would be a good time to put my faith to the test, you know, maybe at a state school or just where Christian values and foundations weren't necessarily going to come across. I thought I was ready for that. And then I realized how much more development I still had to go and still always need to go. And that was really something that really, Dort brought more of that to my personal life and my walk with God. And I was able to cultivate great relationships and just learn on so many different levels about agriculture, but also just about how to live and how to be a person and how to be who God would want me to be.
So you graduate from Dort. You have your background in agriculture and ag business. What was next for you after Dort? What was kind of your next stop after wrapping up your time in Sioux Center?
So I finished up with school in December and was so grateful to finish my last exam. And then I had the opportunity to go on an Amor trip to Africa. And I was really excited to do that. It was a great learning opportunity, and we went and helped out in Tanzania. I was part of the group that was looking at an orphanage's agriculture system there, trying to incorporate with some cattle. And then we also had nurses who were assisting in the medical ministry. I learned a lot again from just going there and seeing other people's point of view. And then upon finishing that trip, I returned and began working at our family dairy, which is where I'm still currently working today.
Working at your family dairy, how has your role and the work you've been doing shifted or changed since graduating for Dort? I mean, you're working right now as we speak. How has your role and the work you're doing with the dairy changed?
That's a good question, Christian. Initially, when I came back and began working for my family, I asked what my job title would be, and they wouldn't give me one, so I self-titled myself the peon at Black Cat Dairy to distinguish myself, because definitely was doing any and all work, definitely beginning at the bottom of the totem pole, if you will, of employees. And in a lot of ways, I do similar tasks still daily, stuff 100%. I have been able to be involved in more decision-making and kind of the directions that we're going to be going with farming and different, basically, new technologies as the industry changes. I am part of those decision-making processes, and I'm appreciative of that, but I still do a lot of daily tasks and work with all of our other employees as well.
All right, so the dairy and kind of career aside, in the 5 years or so since you've left Sioux Center, what's been one or a few of some of the bigger life highlights or experiences you've gotten to have?
One of the probably biggest things that changed is I met a young woman at my church, and we began dating and since have gotten married. That's probably the biggest change. My wife's name is Katie, and we both live here where our family dairy is in Meridian, Idaho, and she's from Oregon and is a nurse in our area currently, and graduated from Northwest Nazarene University. That's probably the biggest change, and that's been a great thing. Additionally, my wife and I started going to a different church and have been enjoying where we're at and what we're learning.
Last one I got for you, Rockland. The role of athletics changes throughout our lives. What's the role, whether it's watching sports, participating in athletics, the lessons you learned from them? What's just the role of athletics in your life today?
The role of athletics in my life are, I think I've been able to finally get, I hope, a healthy grasp. When I was younger, athletics were kind of everything to me. I would say, in extreme circumstances, they could have been seen as an idol in my life. And I'm very appreciative for athletics. I've learned a lot through them. But I understand that it's not the most important thing in life, yet it can be so much fun, and we do spend a lot of time on it. We need to be careful not to idolize it or overdo it, but keep it in perspective with the other areas of our life.
A big thank you to Rockland Mao for being our featured guest here on this edition of Where Are They Now? Where Are They Now is made possible here on KDCR by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. That'll do it for this edition of Where Are They Now? And coming up right around the bend, we have Mordor University Athletics. We'll get back to the action coming up in just a little bit here on KDCR.
The Dort Defenders and Doan Tigers were tied four times in the first half, 2-4, 12, and 24. Dort led by as many as five at 24-19. Doan went on a 10-0 run to take a five-point lead of their own at 29-24. Dort closed the half with a 6-0 run. Beg your pardon, they closed with an 8-0 run to go from down 31-26 to up 34-31. Dort in the first half, 13 of 29 from the floor, 45%. Doan, 12 of 34 for 35%. Dort, 1 of 8 on threes. Doan, 5 of 18. Rebounding, Dort, a 26-17 rebounding edge. 8 turnovers by the Defenders, 5 by the Tigers. Dort, led by Garrett Frankens, 13 points on 5 of 8 shooting. Jacob Viss and Camden Bielas, also with 5 points each. For the Tigers, Joe Burt had 8 and 5 for Anthony Larrabee. Elsewhere around the conference, at or near halftime, Concordia leads Briarcliff 39-38. Hastings over Northwestern leads Hastings 50-31. Morningside over Midland 39-28. And it was Mount Marty beating Jamestown earlier today 80-79 in a noon start. Burt drives, kicks, right side, three, missed, no good by Size. Rebound taken away by Jansma. Jansma with the outlet pass over to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing gets the return pass. Ben with it in between the circles. Passes left side, Jansma. Jansma, Franken. Franken, Bleeker. Bleeker, three, missed, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Doan, and Larrabee comes out with the outlet pass. Larrabee, right side, Mason. Mason, three for the tie. It's good. Mason with the three. His first basket. We're deadlocked at 34 apiece. Comes back over to Franken. Franken, right side, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma back to Franken. Franken, 17-footer, right elbow. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Doan. Doan with the basketball, comes back out front, Larrabee. Larrabee with the three. Larrabee with eight, and the Defenders trail 37-34, six unanswered by the Tigers. Garrett gets it right side, they bounce it down low for Viss. Viss with it, regains control of it, gets it back over to Gasing. Dort's got to get going offensively. Trailing 37-34. Viss cut off. Baseline jumper. Franken. Franken. Two-point basket. Good. He's got 15. 37-36. Our score. Doan basketball. Tigers bring it into the front court. With it on the right-hand side is Winkler. Winkler uses his dribble. Goes over to Burt. Burt with the basketball. Burt to Winkler. Winkler back to Size. Size looking for Larrabee. Larrabee gets the ball screen. He'll drive in, dumps it off for Size. Size, layup, good. He's got four. Dort trails 39-36. Back the other way we come. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Gasing. Gasing back over to Jansma. Jansma with the ball. Jansma back to Gasing. Gasing, Bleeker. Bleeker, Franken. Franken, Jansma. Jansma right baseline, kicks into the left corner. Bleeker and Size is going to commit a foul. Nick Size whistled for his third personal foul. Free throws, no free throws. No shot attempt. It's foul number one on either team here in the second half. High-low pass, and we've got a hold called on Size. It's foul number two on Size in the half. Foul number four for the game. And Size will leave the ball game for Jackson Hari. Hari checks into the ball game. Size will be done for a little while. Gasing to throw it in. Gets it in over the top to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball, 18 to shoot. Now 15. Throw it down low for Viss. Viss off of the glass, good. Jacob Viss with 7 points. Dort trails 39-38. 39-38, Larrabee out front. Larrabee goes right side. Now get the return pass to Winkler on the left wing. Used up his dribble, throws it back over to Larrabee. Larrabee with 12 on the shot clock. Pulls up from 17 and hit it too strong off of the back iron. Rebound deflected and picked off by Franken. Here comes Gasing into the corner. Jansma. Jansma three. Good. Jansma with his second three, and the defenders lead 41-39. With it on the right side is Hari. Hari goes to Mason. Mason over the basketball. Mason right side. Down low now to Winkler, and we've got a foul on the play called on Bleeker. So the foul called on Bleeker, and that's number two on him. Inbounding the basketball is Larrabee. Larrabee throws over the top, finds Mason. Mason to Larrabee. Larrabee driving in, throws it into the opposite corner. Three ball, good. Jackson Hari with the three-point basket, and the defenders trail it 42-41. 4 minutes gone in the half. Comes back over to Gasing. Gasing, Viss. Viss back to Gasing. Now Franken dumps it down low for Viss. Viss off the glass against Mason. It's good. Jake Viss with 9 points. And the Tigers come back the other way. Doan basketball, ball deflected by Jansma, and Jansma trying to save it in off of Burt. It goes out of bounds, last touched by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. Camden Bielis checking into the game. And bringing the basketball across the timeline is Burt. Burt, Winkler, Dort showing zone, free throw line, pass down low, deflected, it's taken away by Gasing. Gasing with the basketball, he goes right side, Jansma. Jansma looking down low for Bielis. Jansma on the elbow, comes back out to Gasing. Gasing steps into a three, and Ben knocks it down. Ben Gasing with the triple. Dort leads by four, 46-42. 15 minutes remaining in the contest. That's in regulation. Larrabee with the basketball. Dort showing 3-2 defense. Really sagged that middle on the top down to the free throw line. Right side it goes Hari. Hari down to the baseline. Hari cut off and he dribbles it off of his foot and out of bounds. Will Ian McKeithen use another timeout? He was quick to call them in the first half when things weren't going well. So far he's going to let it ride. With the basketball in the backcourt is Gasing. Ben up the floor with the right hand. Comes back over to Kopic. Kopic on the wing. Kopic looking for Bielis. Bryce driving in. Right hand, left side, good. Bryce Kopic with four. Dort leads 48-42. 14-20 and counting. Ball game. Dort up by six. Larrivee, top of the key three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Kopic. Here comes Kopic. Kopic across half court. Passes back to Gasing, Franken to Gasing. Gasing's right corner three almost goes down, pops out, and Doan has the basketball back. 48-42, defenders by six, and a timeout on the floor charged to Doan. Doan University calls the timeout. They've got two remaining. Back with more after this. Larrivee with the basketball in between the circles out front. He passes right side. Give it up on the wing to Hari. Hari, jumper, no good. Rebound cleared by Fykstra. Fykstra out to Kopic. Kopic with the basketball. Bryce Kopic with the ball on the left wing. Kopic hands it back over to Bleeker. Bleeker in between the circles. Back over to Bryce underneath to Camden. Camden tied up. Picks the ball up. Kicks it out to Fykstra. Now Kopic. Kopic driving baseline. Cut off. Gives it back over to Camden. Camden throws it down. Camden Beelis knocks. Gets the pass from Bryce Kopic on the drive, and Beelis throws it home. Defenders lead 50-42. 13:05 remaining in regulation. Burt trying to stop the bleeding. It's no good. Tap, no good. Fight for the basketball. Larrivee, ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Burt. Kick out Larrivee. Larrivee, baseline, puts it up. Blocked by Beelis. Rebound, Fykstra. Comes out to Kopic. Kopic up the floor. Kopic. Nothing there. Comes back to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Back to Beelis. Beelis, Bleeker, Bleeker. Shot, no good, but draws a foul. Foul called on the play against Doan and Nick. Was that on size? No, that was on 20. Max Mason, beg your pardon, number three. Size has not returned to the contest yet after picking up his fourth early in the half. Free throw by Bleeker, good. Dort trying to extend the lead to double figures for the first time. Dort has outscored Doan here in the second half up to this point, 17-11. Another free throw coming for Cade Bleeker. Bleeker's second free throw is up, and that one crawls through. So Cade Bleeker with a couple of the main free throws. And the defender lead is 10, 52-42, with 12:34 remaining in regulation. Left side, it goes over to Burt. Burt gives it up. Now right side, Witters. And Witters' pass is deflected. Out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Doan basketball. Witters to throw it in. And Witters gets the ball inbounded to Burt. Burt in between the circles. Comes back to Larrivee. Larrivee, nothing there. Cut off. Back to Burt. Burt throws it into the corner. Bush. Carson Bush back to Larrivee. Larrivee tests the water, scoop shot no good, rebound taken away by Fykstra. He hands it off to Kenny Van Kickerix. Kendrick into the front court. Van Kickerix right side, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma, Kopic. Kopic with it. Kopic pull up, no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball, Larrivee. Larrivee up the floor with the basketball. Larrivee, they go back over to Witters. Witters driving in. Left side pass, three, Burt, no good. Rebound, Beelis, and Beelis is fouled on the play by Doan and Witters. Zach Witters called for the personal foul. That's foul number two on him. Larrivee will check out of the ballgame. Camden Beelis will also check out. Dort fans appreciative of his work down low. Blocked a shot. Got a couple rebounds. Threw down a dunk off the give from Kopic. 11:29 remaining. Dort up 10. Kopic throws it to Fykstra. Fykstra looking for the high-low instead. Passes back out to Kopic. Kopic, Fykstra, Fykstra. Kick out Kopic. Kopic throws it intended for Jacob Viss. And it goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan with the basketball. Carson Bush to bring it up. And Bush takes it across the timeline. Passes to Witters. Out front, this is Sullivan. Sullivan, right side. Not much there for Winkler. Now Witters back to Sullivan. Three, missed, no good. Sullivan with the offensive rebound. And Sullivan comes back outside. He'll get it to Witters. Witters on the wing. And Witters is fouled on the play by DJ Feikstra. Feikstra whistled for the personal foul. And for Feikster, that is number one. Team foul number two against the defenders. Doan comes into the game averaging 67 points per contest. Left side pass, Witters. Witters out front. This is Bush. Bush in between the circles. Bush goes left side, Witters. Seven to shoot. Witters at the top of the key now. Still has the dribble. Five to shoot. And we have a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort basketball. Jansma and Van Kickerix forcing that tie-up. And it'll be Dort basketball. Feikstra throws it in, gets it in to Kopic. Kopic with the basketball. Kopic, Feikstra. Feikstra over to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma looking. Feeds it to Feikstra. Feikstra to Viss. And we've got a foul on the play. Got a hold called against Tyler Sullivan. That's number three on him. Team foul number five against the Tigers in this half. Doan's going to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Tigers. Dort leading 52-42. Dort basketball underneath the basket when we resume play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Shoe Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The defenders will be inbounding with Bryce Kopic. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 10:02 remaining in the contest. Sidort with a 10-point lead and a quarter to go in effect. Right side it goes, Jansma. Jansma on the wing. Jansma puts it on the deck one time, twice. Now still has the dribble alive. Back over to Kendrick. Feeds it down low. Feikstra. Feikstra tries to shovel it off to Jacob Viss. And the ball goes, well, it's deflected and taken away by the Tigers. So the Tigers get the turnover. Turnovers have reared their head a bit here this afternoon for the defenders. Three-pointer from the top of the key is up and good. So a three-point basket for Winkler. He's got 11. And the defenders lead 52-45. Then Kickerix throws it over to Jansma. Jansma, short corner, gets the return pass. Jesse, three, off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped, and Van Kickerix tracks it down. Van Kickerix gets it back over to Kopic. Kopic, Jansma. Jansma gets around his man, lays it up with the right hand, and is fouled on the play by Alex Oberhauser. And Jansma will go to the free throw line to shoot two, as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Earlier today, the Dort women's basketball team victorious. Men trying to make it a sweep. Still got some work to do, though. Jesse Jansma, first free throw. He's got seven as he makes that one. Track and field, the track team is in. They are in Seward, Nebraska, taking part in the Concordia Early Bird. We'll have all those recaps and information on those events later on this evening on our website. Jansma makes both free throws. He's got 8 points. Shot is up, blocked by Viss, and we've got a foul on the rebound called against the defenders on the rebound after the blocked shot. Jacob Viss with a blocked shot. 54-45. Throwing the ball in is Larrivee. Dort by nine. Shot is up by Burt. Burt with a leaner. It's good. Joe Burt with 10. 54-47. Defenders by seven. Jansma with it. 8:42 remaining. Right side, Vinkikarix. Vinkikarix comes back out front to Kopic. Kopic to Franken. Franken, left side jumper, no good. And here come the Tigers with a chance to cut further into the lead. It's a three-possession ball game right now. 54-47. Burt with the basketball. Swing pass, Witters. Witters, three. In and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Viss. Viss over to Kopic. Kopic with the basketball. Kopic. His pass is taken back by Doan, and the Tigers come up with it. Driving in is Winkler. Winkler draws the contact, gets the shot to go, and he is fouled. 54-49, our score. That foul is called on Viss. Dort leading 54-49, pending a free throw. So the two-point basket by Winkler. He's now got 13, and he makes the free throw. He's got 14. 54-50, six unanswered by the Tigers. Left side it goes to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball to Gasing. Gasing goes right side, gets the return pass. Now it comes back to Bleeker. High-low pass, Viss. Viss out of the glass, good. Viss with 11. Dort leads 56-50. 7:37 remaining. Right side with it. Pass into the corner. Larrabee. Larrabee with it. Larrabee throws it back out front for Winkler. Winkler thought about the long three. Instead comes back over to Burt. 13 to shoot. They get it to Larrabee. Larrabee misses the three badly from the right wing. And the rebound is cleared by the defenders and Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing with it out front. Pass goes left side. A high-low again. They try to get it to Viss. It's deflected out. Dort with the basketball, 14 to shoot. Again, they try to throw it in to Viss, and stepping on the end line is Doan's Zach Witters. Dort is trying to hammer it down low. 10 seconds on the shot clock. They reset the shot clock to 20. There was a foul call on the play. So Dort will throw it in. Gasing. Gasing throws over the top. Finds Franken. 6:58 and counting. Ball game. Bleeker passes it to Gasing. Gasing, right corner, Jansma. 10 to shoot. Jansma, Gasing. Gasing into the corner. Bleeker. Cade, three. Good. Cade Bleeker with the three. Bleeker now with seven. Dort back up by 9:59-50. Let's see if they can stretch this out a little bit further. Winkler trying to answer, and he does. Winkler with the three. Came in averaging 8.4 points per game. He's got nine here in the second half. 17 for the ball game by my count. Gasing with the basketball. Dort leads 59-53. Shot no good. Therefore, the rebound is Viss, and Viss is fouled. Jacob Viss will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. He's got 11 so far, averaging 12.9 points per game. 6:15 remaining in regulation. Dort up by six. Free throws on the way for the freshman from Rock Valley. First free throw by Viss is in and out, no good. Jacob, normally a good free throw shooter, 80%. No, one of five today. And the defenders want a timeout. They're not going to wait any longer. They're going to call a timeout here with 6:15 left in regulation. Dort leading 59-53. And a free throw for Viss when we're back right after this. Jacob Viss will go to the free throw line after the full-length timeout by the defenders. Dort with four timeouts remaining. Doan has one left. Other game reset, Doan seven fouls, Dort four, 6:15 left to go in the contest. Second free throw by Viss is up, and it's short, no good. 59-53, defenders down up six with 6:10 and counting. So Doan trying to cut into the lead further. Size with the basketball. Size goes right side to Hari. Hari hesitates. Still working his way in against Viss. Off-balance shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. And Franken is tied up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Doan basketball. So Doan will get it on the jump ball. Doan basketball throwing it in, Trey Winkler. Winkler gets the ball inbounded to Larrabee. Larrabee puts it up over the top of Kasich and rainbows in a two. Anthony Larrabee with 10. Dort leads 59-55, so it's back to a four-point ball game. 5:42 remaining. They get it to Jansma. Jansma with the ball. Jansma to Bleeker. Bleeker puts it up. A lot of contact, no call made, and now we've got a foul called in the backcourt on the defenders. That's going to go on Bleeker, and that's number three on Cade. No foul shots yet for the Tigers. Dort leading 59-55. Here comes Doan. Doan with the basketball. Pass left side to Hari. Hari. Pass deflected. Picked up by Size in the lane. Size spins it off of the glass. No good. Rebound Franken. Franken gives it off to Gasing. Gasing will walk it up the floor. Ben with the basketball. Gasing goes high post. Bielis. Bielis back to Gasing. Gasing nothing there. Doan in man-to-man defense. Jansma, they switch on the screen. Jansma hesitating, driving in, and he is held on the play. Foul's going to go on the Tigers, and it's a 1-1 for Jesse Jansma. Let's see if the defenders can cash in at the free throw line. It has been far from a sure thing so far today. The defenders, 1-1 on the way for Jesse Jansma. Free throw is up and good. Jansma makes the first. He earns the second. It's now 3-for-3 today, 26 of 39. This will be his 40th free throw shot this season. Defenders slightly better than 50% before that trip to the free throw line. They make both of them, though, in the form of Jesse Jansma on the 1-1. Jansma now with 10. And the defender lead is 61-55. Left side it goes, Size. Size drives in, and Bielis stepping over on the help defense gets called for the foul. That's foul number two on him. Another double-double today for Franken. 15 points and 11 rebounds to go with three assists. Defenders trying to carry this one home and finish it. Larrabee, left side, gets a ball screen. Off-balance shot, circus shot, gets it to go with a right hand as he falls to the ground. He is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. It's foul number three on the defenders in Camden Bielis. That also puts Dort over the bonus, so the next non-shooting situation, it'll be a 1-1. Larrabee, free throw is up and good. So Larrabee gets Doan as close as they've been, 61-58. This is as close as they have been since Dort took the lead at 43-42. Doan on defense. Bleeker looking down low. Finds Bielis in the corner. Back over to Gasing. Gasing three. Right wing. Good. Ben Gasing buries the triple. Dort leads 64-58. 4 minutes and 9 seconds remaining. Hari drives in. His shot no good. He's fouled on the play by Bielis. And Camden has just picked up his fourth personal. So foul number four on Bielis. To the free throw line will be Hari. So Hari shooting two. Trying to get Doan back to within four. First free throw is good. Another free throw on the way for Hari. Hari this season, I have in my game notes that he's not a great free throw shooter, but the numbers don't match. That one's off the heel, no good. And Jackson Hari unable to convert. 5 of 13, 83%, so not a good free throw shooter. They get it down low to Garrett Franken. Franken second field goal of the ball game, of the second half, I should say. Dort leads 66-59, defenders by three possessions. They go into the corner, back out to Larrivee. Larrivee, three, good. Anthony Larrivee heating up, 66-62. Reminiscent of what he did last year in Crete, where he single-handedly kept his team in the contest. Dort leading by four right now. They lob it in for Viss. Viss to Size. Kick out. Three. Bleeker. Good. Cade Bleeker with 10. Dort leads 69-62. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort back up by seven as Bleeker answers the Larrivee three with a three of his own. And the defenders use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort. Back with more after this. Dort on defense, Doan with the basketball, down seven are the Tigers. 69-62, they throw it into the corner to Size. Size back into the middle of the lane, Burt. Burt with a two-point basket, he's got 12, middle of the lane. Got that little shot to go. Dort leading by five, 69-64. Cade Bleeker back over to Jansma. Jansma with it, ball over his head. Puts the ball on the floor one time. Now looking for someone to pass to. They give it off to Bleeker. Bleeker's pass deflected. Picked up by Cade. Cade back over to Jansman. Nine to shoot. They try to feed it down low for Viss. And it's tapped away on the double team. Here comes Doan. Down five. Left corner three is off the mark. No good. And a foul called on the rebound against Jansman. Now Doan can cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Sullivan shooting a 1-1 as he was fouled on the rebound. He is not a good free throw shooter. 2 of 6 so far this season. So the free throw on the way is up and good, and that one looked like 100%. Tyler Sullivan makes the free throw. He's got another one coming. Can make this a three-point ball game again with 2:26 remaining. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well. So Sullivan buries a couple. Dort leads 69-66. Franken will be inbounding the basketball when we resume play. They had to retrieve the ball. Now they get it into Ben. Ben Gaysink will bring it up the floor. Dort by three. 69-66 our score. Gaysink picks up his dribble, passes it over to Bleeker. Bleeker with the ball. Comes back over to Jansma. Jansma to Bleeker, and Cade travels with it. Put the ball on the floor, but not quickly enough. He gets whistled for the travel. It'll be Doan basketball with a chance to tie it with a three. 2:10 remaining in regulation. Doan will walk it up with Tyler Sullivan. Sullivan across half court. Sullivan on the right side. Comes back to Hari. Hari Larrivee. Larrivee with the basketball driving in. They don't need a three. There's still plenty of time. They settle for a two. That was Size with the two-point shot, missed it. Now Burt with a three-point shot, missed it. Rebound Viss. Viss secures the rebound under 2 minutes to go in the contest. Gaysink takes it across half court. Ben throws it over to Franken. Franken to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma, layup, right hand, good. Jesse Jansma with a two-point basket. Dort leads 71-66. 95 seconds remaining. Hari puts it up, double clutch, can't get it to go, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan, it'll be Dort basketball. So Dort gets the ball back. Topic will be checking into the game for the defenders. Ben Gaysink will check out. Might turn into a foul shooting situation, so you trade Topic for Gaysink. I'm sorry, you go Gaysink out, Topic in. In the backcourt with it is Bryce. 23 seconds on the shot clock. He gets it across the timeline. Dort leading by 5, 71-66. Topic still has the dribble. Dort milking the clock. 12 seconds on the shot clock, now 10. 57 seconds left in the game. Jansma kicks it back over to Cade. Three ball on the way. Missed it. No good. Tap no good by Franken. His tap no good. Viss had it momentarily, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort basketball. It better be Torque Basketball. The official initially indicated Doan Basketball, but from where I was sitting, it appeared to go off of a Doan player. And now we take a moment to wipe some moisture up off of the floor. 45.3 seconds remaining, and there was that moment of hesitation where Garrett Franken got the rebound, and he appeared like he thought, should I take it out and run more clock or go up? In that moment of indecision, and the defenders fortunate to get the ball back. Bleeker guarded by Larrabee, doored up two possessions. 38 seconds and counting, now 10 on the shot clock. Jump ball, alternating possession, it's Dort Basketball. 8 seconds remaining on the shot clock, 34.6 on the game clock. So they wipe some more moisture up off of the floor. Dort leading 71-66. Doan defending. Kopic throwing it in. Kopic gets it into Bleeker. Six now to shoot. Back over to Jansma. Jansma off the dribble. Pull up from 15. No good. Rebound Viss. Viss is fouled on the play. And Jake Viss extending the possession. And now let's see if Jacob can put Dort up by three scores with a couple of free throws here. It'll be 1-1. And the foul on the play was charged to Nick Size, and Size is disqualified on fouls with 25.6 seconds remaining. He will go out of the ballgame with 4 points. Doan will have 30 seconds to get someone checked in. And they do. They check Jackson Hari into the contest. So Dort still up five, irregardless of what happens with Jacob Viss shooting free throws. Short, no good. Rebound cleared by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Driving the other way is Larrabee. Larrabee cut off, 20 seconds, now 19. Larrabee drives in, throws it off of a Dort player. Doan, three, no good. Rebound cleared by Jansman. Jansman's fouled in the backcourt, and that should do it. Two free throws here will do it. Dort able to defend the three. Blocked the shot. Did not see who got a hand on that ball. With the foul on the play called on Hari. And now if Jansma makes both free throws, it's over. Jansma with 12 points so far today. Free throw is on the way for Jansma. Up and through. It's up and good. Then Kickerix will check into the ball game, and this one could seal it. Put you up by three possessions. Doan has one timeout remaining. Second free throw is up and through, so Jansma makes them both. He's got 14. Dort leads 73-66. 5 seconds left. Larrabee puts up a three. No good. And the defenders will come away with a win. Dort secures a 73-66 victory today over the Doan Tigers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Pretty hard work for the defenders today. Lots of mismatches all over the floor. Dort hangs on to win at 73-66. Dort now 3-3 in the conference, 7-3 overall. Doan 1-4 and 4-6. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap is up next. Back at the DeWitt, where the Dort defenders knock off the Doan Tigers. 73-66, a 7-point win for the defenders. A game in which the Tigers cut it down to 69-66, but a defensive stop and just enough made free throws down the stretch, and the defenders come away with a victory. Before we get to the numbers, we will talk with Coach Brian Van Haften. And Coach Van Haften, first of all, you look at a game like this and you look at the size advantage and you think, okay, offensively we're going to do these things, and the flip side is defensively, you're probably stretched and doing some things much differently than you would normally do. And that's probably the bigger issue playing a Doan team like this that doesn't have a lot of sizes. How are you going to defend them? How do you feel about how your team defended today?
Yeah, I mean, they pose a lot of troubles for us. We knew this coming in. I mean, they were going to run five guards out there a lot, and we are not that. And I thought we did a really nice job. We adjusted a little bit, played a little zone in the middle of the second half, and I thought that got us going there a little bit. But, you know, they started making a couple of threes out of that, and you know, Anthony Larrabee's been around for a long time, and the guy just keeps making a lot of shots. Number 24 came off the bench to have a really nice game today, at least just shot the ball well. But we held him to 36% shooting. I mean, the real problem for us is we just didn't shoot free throws very well. I mean, we had a chance to extend that thing out a little bit. Even in the first half, we could have been up a little bit, just so we didn't make our free throws. But we will in due time. And I thought our guys showed a lot of class, a lot of guts down the stretch to come up with the big stops when we really needed them. And a good job by our seniors out there. I thought Garrett and Jesse had really nice games. Ben Gasing had a couple of big shots there in the at the end of the game, in the last 10 minutes of the game anyway. And I thought Kenny came off the bench, did a good job too. Kenny and DJ both gave us some good minutes. And everybody was out there, did a good job.
Camden Bielus, I thought the sequence, he had a block shot, he had a rebound, he got a bucket, he had the dunk off the give from Bryce, and he just needs to keep getting better, a little bit stronger, and I think we just see a progression hopefully happening with him where he keeps taking those steps forward.
Yep, that's where we are, Mike. We talked after the last game of Morningside, and we got a lot of young guys out there. You know, it's the first time Jacob Viss has been out there. Camden's been out there. Bryce has been out there. And at times, it shows. And so we just got to keep growing. You're right. We had some good things from Camden and from Jacob tonight. And, you know, we rebounded the ball well tonight. And, you know, overall, just a good effort by our guys, especially on the defensive end. And hopefully we can just keep improving a little bit offensively.
Another double-double for Garrett Frank, and he had a nice week. I know it was a loss on Wednesday with Morningside, but being very productive this week.
Yeah, he had a really good week. I mean, he was ready to go today. And he had a really good first half, and we made a few more threes in the second half, which was because of him, because there collapsed around him. And, you know, he's a leader on our team. He's got to get it done for us.
Coach, Jamestown on Tuesday. We'll worry about that one on Monday, I guess. You'll worry about it earlier. I won't think about it till Monday or so. But big week next week on the road and then home with Hastings. Let's see if we can string a few together here.
Yeah, we'd love to do that. I mean, Jamestown, I mean, talk about two completely different teams. Jamestown's going to be the biggest team we face all year. And we just face the smallest team we've faced all year. So it's a challenge for us with our team. But we'll be ready to go. We'll be excited to play.
Coach Brian Van Haften, thanks for coming out.
Okay, you bet. Thanks.
Let's take a look at those numbers. The Dort defenders tonight, 26 of 53 from the floor, 49%, 6 of 19 from the three-point line. That means they were 20 of 34 on two-point shots. 15 of 24 on free throws, 63%. It improved. It was hovering around 50% late in the game, and then they got a few shots to go. For the Doan Tigers, 24 of 67 from the floor, 36%. 11 of 35 on threes, 31%. And 7 of 9 on free throws, 78%. Dort had a 46-32 rebounding edge. Turnovers, Dort had 13, Doan had 8. Individually, Garrett Frank had 17 points and 12 rebounds on 7 of 13 shooting. 14 for Jesse Jansma. 11 for Jacob Biss. 10 for Cade Bleeker. 6 for Ben Gasing. 7 for Camden Bielus. 2 for Kendrick Van Kickerix. 4 for Bryce Kopic. And 2 for DJ Fykstra. That was a big putback in the first half when things weren't going well for the defenders. Rebounds, Jake Viss had that double-double along with Garrett Frank, and he had 10 rebounds, 6 rebounds for DJ, and 4 for Jesse Jansma. 3 assists each for Jesse Jansma and Ben Gasing. 2 block shots each for Jansma, Bleeker, and Camden Bayless. Defenders are now 3-3 in the conference, 7-3 overall for the Doan Tigers. They were led by Anthony Larrabee, 16 points. Started to heat up late in the ballgame. Trey Wankler came off of the bench to score 17 on 6 of 9 shooting, including 4 of 5 from the three-point arc. Joe Burt ends up with 12 points. Jackson Hari had 6, 4 for Carson Bush, 4 for Nick Size, 3 for Max Mason, 2 each for Tyler Sullivan and Zach Witters. Let's take one more break and be back to wrap it up from the DeWitt right after this.
This broadcast of Defense.
Odd day in the GPAC today. Men's basketball. Here's your scoreboard. Briar Cliff defeats Concordia 89-75. I would have thought Concordia was going to win that ballgame. They did not. That's their first loss of the conference season. They're now 5-1. Northwestern hangs 111 on the board. They defeat Hastings 111-79. Northwestern improves to 4-2 in the league. Hastings slips to 0-5. Midland hung with Morningside. Come up short, though, 77-73. Morningside is now 4-1 in the conference. Midland drops to 1-6. And it was Mount Marty in a wild one, coming from 15 points down in the final 3 minutes. Scored 8 points, from what I understand, in the final 30. They win at 82-79 over the Jamestown Jimmies. That was in Yankton. So the conference standings right now, you've got Dakota Wesleyan at 3-0, Concordia 5-1, Morningside 4-1, Northwestern 4-2, Jamestown and Mount Marty 3-2, Dort lurking at 3-3, and then you've got a little separation. Doan 1-4, Briar Cliff improved to 2-3, Midland slips to 1-6, Hastings is now 0-5 in league play. Women's game earlier today, it was Dort over Doan, 83-54. That's going to do it for our broadcast. We'll be back on the air Tuesday evening from Jamestown, North Dakota, 400 miles due north. We'll have those women's and men's basketball doubleheader games for you on KDCR, beginning with the women's contest at 6, followed by the men's game at about 8 o'clock. That'll do it for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Have a good evening.